Hello and welcome to the weekend special. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu and this is the weekend special proudly brought to you by Venthook.
Join the search for SA's best shisa nyama with Venthook Beer and Chef Baby. Nominate your favorite shisa nyama and tell us why you love them. To nominate, dial *120*4321# enter your region and then your favorite shisa nyama. To stand a chance to win instant prizes or tickets to the main event, buy any Venthook Beer and enter your underliner code and you could win. Venthook Beer, 100% pure taste, 100% pure enjoyment. Drink responsibly, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. T's and C's apply.
With 9 games already played in the Premier Soccer League, we have now eliminated the first trophy, the MTN 8, out of the way and now on to the next one. Cape Town City was defeated by SuperSport United, who further solidified their place in South African football as Cup Kings. They have also qualified for their first Confederations Cup final. They beat Club Africain in the semi-final thanks to 2 goals from Bradley Grobler and Jeremy Brokey, Brock Lesnar, Hlupizwe. Now, for the next one, for the next trophy. The next trophy is the Telkom Knockout and teams are readying themselves. Now, here's the thing. Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns have not won the last 5 trophies. If you remember, the Absa Premiership and the MTN 8 last year were won by Bid vs Wits. The Telkom Knockout was won by Cape Town City. And the Nedbank Cup was won by SuperSport United beating Orlando Pirates in the final. So, will this one be won by the traditional big three? Who knows? I have no idea. We ask you the question in our talking point. Who do you think is going to take the Telkom Knockout? We'll play those messages throughout the show. Of course, we'll read some of the Facebook messages and we'll play the voice notes. We also have some ideas or some advice from a professional chef that you would have seen on TV, Chef Benny, to tell you what to do when you have a braai with friends. What are the best tips to make the best braai? So you will hear that on the show, of course, your views, and we'll give you some expert analysis or a voice from a few players here and there. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu and this is the Sokala Duma Weekend Special Rep. We're giving you a preview of the fixtures in the National First Division and the PSL for the coming weekend. But without any further ado, let's take a look at what was happening throughout the week that was newsworthy. Bafana Bafana head coach Stuart Baxter has named his official 25-man squad ahead of the country's 2018 FIFA World Cup qualifying encounters against Senegal next month. Bafana will play back-to-back encounters against Senegal on November the 10th and the 14th, where 2 wins against their African rivals will see the country book their place in the 2018 FIFA World Cup set to take place next year. Now, the national team will once again go to war next month, where they will be eager to keep their hopes alive of playing in the prestigious competition next year. The composition of the squad hasn't changed much, but the head coach has now added, surprise, surprise, Sipiwe Tshabalala. Mucheka Madisha, who deserves it, is a very young centre-back from Mamelodi Sundowns, and another young starlet, Phakamani Mahlambi, with players such as Lebogang Motsepe missing out this time around. And then moving right along, then the president of the South African Football Association, Denny Jordan, who has a cloud hanging over him, of course, with allegations, but we won't get to that now. The president of the SAFA, Denny Jordan, has congratulated Oscarin Masuluki for the recognition of his goal at the 2017 FIFA Puskas Award. The Baroka FC goalkeeper made the final cut in the Puskas Award alongside teenage Venezuelan starlet Dana Castellanos and as well as Olivier Giroud from Arsenal. Giroud was the eventual winner at the award ceremony held in London. Although Masuluki was peeped to the award by the French forward, the president of SAFA has congratulated the shortstopper for the recognition for the breathtaking overhead kick he scored against Orlando Pirates. And lastly, Chippa United and Roger Sikhakane could be set for another reunion as the current season progresses. I don't know, maybe it's the umpteenth reunion. It probably will be the 5th time or the 6th time that Chippa United and Roger Sikhakane, if it goes through, are remarrying again. Reacquainting themselves with one another again. Sikhakane is currently unattached and following his departure from the National First Division side, Richards Bay FC, the 31-year-old coach guided the now-defunct Thanda Royal Zulu to the PSL promotion last season before they sold their status to AmaZulu, is linked with a return to Chippa. Prior to Chippa's 2-1 win over Cape Town City last weekend, Chippa had gone 5 games games without a victory. Sikagane was amongst those who attended the game for Chipa and City in Mtansana on Sunday. He has had different spells as a coach, like I said, with the Chili Boys, and those are the news that were making headlines throughout the week. Of course, this is your show, and here are your voices.
I think Chipa are going to take the Telkom knockout. I'm sure for it.
The team that I find favorite to win the Telkom knockout, I still see SuperSport taking it, because it's the only team that I find consistent and performing well at the current moment, because other teams are not consistent. Yes, they're playing well, but they're not consistent.
Aha, there you are. A lot of people having different views, of course. Someone will say their team is going to win. The other person says, well, the other team, I'm this team's fan, but the other team is going to win, of course. I'm going to read now a few messages from Facebook. Mel Mabunda says, any team can go with this Telkom knockout except for hashtag Kosi, because hashtag Kompela doesn't have that thing in caps. That's according to Mel Mzesh Mabunda. And then Papiki Tabang says, I'm a Kosi fan, but I go with SuperSport United because they have been outstanding when it comes to cup games. As for my team, as long as Steve is still the head coach, we will never win any cup. Never. And then Mukhao Mukhoba says, I go with my team, Orlando Pirates. The reason being is that there have been a lot of changes from last season, and most of our last season's problems have been solved now. The team is working on converting chances we create. Eros on the weekend, we're going to kill you by 2-0. That is according to Mukhao Mukhoba. And then Magadze Masilela says, hey, South African football is unpredictable. You can find out the team, the cup final can be between AmaZulu and Polokwane City. And I echo those sentiments as well, and I love it like that. And then Marake Samuel Siotlolo says, Sundowns, because they have a good team and they are hungry for local competition, though I would like my team, Bloemfontein Celtic, to also win it. Those, of course, are the views on Facebook when we ask you the question, which team do you think is going to take the Telkom knockout? Well, like I mentioned in the introduction, I have a surprise for you. First, we'll hear from Dean Furman and of SuperSport United and Baroka FC's Gift Motupa, and we'll also get a word from Coach Bernard Molekwa about his preparation for the Telkom knockout.
Dean Furman, just discussing the TKO game against Bloemfontein Celtic. It's another huge game for us. We are riding the crest of a wave at the moment. The team's in good spirits after our MTN8 victory and getting to the cup final of the CAF Confederations Cup. So the Telkom, it's another tournament we want to win, and that's the culture that we're creating at SuperSport. We want to go as far as possible in every single competition. The Telkom, obviously, we lost in the final last year, so it's a trophy that's eluded us. And we want to put that right, starting at Bloemfontein on the weekend. For us, it's going to be about using the squad. We have to share the load. So hopefully the squad can really come together, show how strong we are, show how much depth we have, and come through this tie. It's going to be tough. Obviously, it's more travelling for us, but it's something that we're getting used to now. And we'd like to come back and make sure that we get into the next round. So it's a huge game for us. It's another tournament that within a couple of weeks we can be in the semi-final. So we're looking at this game full of confidence, full of positivity, and we'd like to see ourselves into the next round. We've seen Bloem have picked up some great results, obviously Cape Town City, Bits, and we know that they're very difficult to play at home, so it's going to be a difficult game, but we are definitely going there to make sure that we're in the next round of the hat, and hopefully we can continue on in the same kind of form that we've been showing over the last, since the start of the season. So that's our approach from SuperSport, and we hope that we can put in a good display in this tournament like we have done in the MTN8, the Nedbank and the Confederations Cup.
Yeah, for my side, I think it's going to be a difficult game. They come from 3 losses. So even as we come from the first loss of the season, so it's going to be a tough game. On the day, the ones that want it more, they will win the game. So I think for now, us as Baroka, we prepared enough to go and fight against Cape Town City. We've got the... We've learned so much from our loss against Vets, so we're rectifying during that.
All right, we're joined now on the line by Polokwane City coach Bernard Molekwa. Thank you very much for your time and thanks for joining us, coach. How are the preparations for the Telkom knockout last 16 fixture against Ajax Cape Town?
Now, so far, thanks Polokwane for having me, and I think the preparations went very well. Today we are just doing the final session, and then from the training that we did, I think we are well prepared and we are ready for the game tomorrow.
Is there any expectation from you and your board, your chairman, president, owner, any expectation that you have to go all the way? What's been the word from them about the intentions of the Telkom knockout?
No, there's no word from them, but as you know that we are a club and we are looking forward to do well, to go to the next round, you understand? And then we just want to give it all and make sure that we go to the second round, because we are playing at home, obviously. We've been winning for some time, and then we just want to make sure that we progress so that we can keep the momentum when we are playing, you understand? But if you don't go to the next round, it also disrupts the momentum, because of that you are playing this week, next week is Telkom, then we have to stay that week without playing an official game. So somehow it kills the momentum. But we're looking forward to giving our best in this competition.
Also, coach, before we let you go and before I ask my last question, I actually wanted to ask you, how is your top goal scorer feeling? He didn't get the call up to Bafana Bafana. Everyone in the country was rooting for him to get the call up. Have you spoken to him? How is he feeling?
I know, obviously, he's a true professional, and then he knows that if he keeps on working hard, his time will come. Because at the moment, I think he believes that whoever that is chosen, then he deserves to be there. So he's just waiting for his chance, but he'll keep on working hard. And even me, I encourage him to keep on working hard. His time will come.
And your last word to the fans and to Ajax Cape Town, would you like to warn them before they go to Polokwane? Are you going to manipulate the weather to be too hot for them?
We're urging them to come in Naba so that they can support their boys. We've been away for the game against Eros and AmaZulu, so they haven't seen us for those two games. And we're hoping that this time we'll come and see their players play. And in terms of Ajax, yes, we know. They've been inconsistent also in terms of the result.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they'll come out here and make sure that they upset us. But this is football, you'll never know. But we're really prepared. We are really, really prepared for them. And we're looking forward to go to the next round.
Coach Bernard Molekwa, we thank you very much for your time. We appreciate your presence on Soccer Duma Radio.
Thanks very much, Yankunda. Thanks for your time, my brother.
Now let's hear from Chef Benny about the best tips for a perfect braai, brought to you courtesy from Venthoek. We're now joined on the line by Chef Benny Masikwa Meng. He's going to be talking to us about tips for a great Shisanyama experience. He wants to help you become an on-point braai master, and he has tips about getting the fire right, the meat, the spices, and the lots. So I'm very excited to speak to him. Thank you very much for joining us, Chef Benny. How's it going?
It's good, man, and it's a pleasure, to be on air and giving people tips about food and fire and great Shisanyama experience.
And I was thinking about this, that in football, which is my forte, and a lot of the people that are listening, that's our thing, football. There seemingly is a lot of strategy. What I didn't really take into consideration thinking about meat and braai is that I never really thought about it as a strategy thing. But now I think, after my conversation with you, I think I will be swayed to think about it as a strategy thing, not just as a random thing where you throw meat onto the braai and then voila, it's like a magical thing. So would you say it's a strategy thing to make sure that everything is on point?
Yeah, man. In order to get a great experience when it comes to food or Shisanyama, in particular, there has to be some planning that goes behind it. Eating is not just, to fill your stomach, it's an experience, but you want, a great experience. And in order for you to experience that, everything needs to be planned and you need to do things right, to get a better result.
And talking about planning things, there's the fire. What would you say to me and a layman about the importance of ensuring that you have the right fire, you have the right material for your fire, you have the right temperatures for your meat? Let's talk about the fire first.
Okay, with the fire, basic thing that you need is, know how to measure the flames. You know, if the flames are too high, you know, above 4 or 5 centimeters, then the fire is not ready. You know, you just need to see those coals or the wood, you know, to be red, you know, or orange in color, but the flame to be very low, minimum 2 centimeters, you know. But also, in case maybe, you know, you want to feel the temperature with your hand, you use the palm of your hand, you know, just lower it, you know, to about 4 or 5 centimeters above the fire for about 2 seconds. And if it's too hot, then it means it's ready. You know, one thing you like to see is that golden brown color on, you know, the surface of the meat. But if the fire is too high, it's going to be black. If the fire is too low, it's going to be gray. And you're not going to have, you know, a good experience. But the fire has to be right. That's the most important thing.
And now, for the fixtures, the main course of our meal, our weekend meal, of course. Maritzburg United on Friday are hosting Platinum Stars. Platinum Stars trying to revive their hopes under the tutelage of Roger Dessau. And Bulawayo City on Saturday, quite a few matches on Saturday. Bernard Moleko's side will be hosting Stanley Menzel, who's trying to resuscitate his results. And he comes off a back on the back of a win there. He'll be looking forward to get a win in a cup competition. Of course, Bernard Moleko will not allow that to happen. We'll see. It promises to be an exciting fixture. And another midday or afternoon fixture on Saturday is Golden Arrows playing host to Orlando Pirates. They always maybe Orlando Pirates always has seemingly has the number of Golden Arrows with quite a few wins historically against them. They traveling, Orlando Pirates are traveling to KwaZulu-Natal, and we'll see what happens in that game. That's an afternoon fixture. And then in the evening at 6 p.m., Bloemfontein Celtic are hosting CAF Confederations Cup finalist, Cup Kings, Cup specialist of South Africa in recent times, SuperSport United. We'll see what happens there. And then Kaizer Chiefs, ultimately, one of the biggest fixtures of the day will be Kaizer Chiefs playing host to AmaZulu. Biggest fixture in a sense that AmaZulu are coming off the back of a fantastic win against Mamelodi Sundowns, and Kaizer Chiefs being pressured by their fan base to at least win something for the first time in a couple of years there. At the same time, Bidvest Wits will be hosting Luke Emile's Free State Stars. Kevin Hunt under pressure this week, the next week seemingly eases the pressure. You don't know, it's a stop and start kind of season. I'm sure he will do with a cup or two this season if he misses out on the log. And then on Sunday, Chippa United are hosting Mamelodi Sundowns. Pietso Mosimane not happy with his recent results. I'm sure he will want to impress against Tebogo Moloi, who is the coach of Chippa United. And the last one, at the same time at 3:30, Baroka FC, the current log leaders with 16 points after 9 games, are hosting Cape Town City. 3 back-to-back wins, as Gift Motupa has said. 3 back-to-back losses for Cape Town City, rather. I'm sure they will want to turn their form against Baroka FC, and of course it goes without saying that Baroka FC will try as much as they can not to allow such a thing. On to your voice notes next.
Because the Chiefs will definitely win the Telkom knockout, Brian. I think Kompela has found the right combination to do so. Yes, sure.
I'm Siposihle Ndabula from Sterkspruit. My favorite team that I think will win the Telkom knockout, it's Kaizer Chiefs. The reason why I say Kaizer Chiefs will win the Telkom knockout is because of their last performance. They managed to beat Mamelodi Sundowns. They managed to draw with the Orlando Pirates. And their starting lineup has been very interesting, having the likes of Ngezane, having the likes of Malungwane, Chaba as the engine of the starting lineup. I think they will overcome each and every team in the Telkom knockout. And the performance of AmaZulu is quietly not impressive. They won't have a chance in Kaizer Chiefs, and any other team will not win and will be beaten by Kaizer Chiefs. And Kaizer Chiefs are my favorite team, and they will take the Telkom knockout home.
Super Sports United.
We received quite an overwhelming response on Facebook about the question that we asked, which team do you think is going to take the Telkom knockout, of course. And the reason why, I think it stems from the fact that for a while now, the major teams that most people support have not won anything. This year so far, no team has won anything between Kaizer Chiefs, Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates, and last season they didn't win anything. So we received quite a number of responses, but now we have to take a look at some of the diverse views, and people were insisting that it's actually time for other teams to win it. We'll take a look now at an example of Rudipoy Lebiana on Facebook, said that SuperSport United will win it because they are playing good football, and Innocent Ndombela also corroborating that and saying obviously SuperSport will win because they are currently on form this year. And Sibusiso Tokofasa said, Siro said, Orlando Pirates and SuperSport are in the final, they will be playing in the final. And then Stuart Shuzi said Cape Town City. Matanantliziyo Kumalo Mulemo said SuperSport or Golden Arrows. And then Fana Futi Peaceful Mkwana, as they said, that Durban-based side will win it, or Baroka FC. And lastly, Mjabu Kamaldinho Zuma said Cape Town City, SuperSport United, or Bidvest Wits. Going to show that there are people who are noticing the form of these relatively smaller teams, if I can put it that way, of course, in terms of history and stature and following. But they're quite big teams in terms of playing, in terms of achievements. All right, so we take a look now at the National First Division, with Mbombela United closing in on Stellenbosch FC. Stellenbosch had a lead in recent times, but now they slipped up, and then they are still number one on 15 points. But Mbombela United has closed that gap now to be equally on 15 points, but Stellenbosch FC leading with on goal difference. Let's take a look first at the previous week's results. Amatucks played against Black Leopards and unfortunately lost 1-0. And Jomo Cosmos beat Real Kings FC 2-1. Richards Bay and Utongati played out to a 1-0 draw, and Mthatha Bucks were the victors there against Cape Town All Stars. Highlands Park won 3-0 against Super Eagles. Mbombela won 2-1, thereby closing the gap at the top against Royal Eagles. Sako Matsamazi Bandira, of course, doing them a favor by winning against Stellenbosch FC 1-0 at a Peg Stadium, as always. And then Witbank Spurs heaping more pressure on Ubuntu FC Cape Town by winning 1-0. And of course, this is how the log stands. Stellenbosch FC are number one, and Mbombela number two. Eight games and 15 points apiece. And University of Pretoria, even though they lost, they're still occupying second spot with 14 points on third place, rather. Highlands Park, 13 points on number four, and Mthatha Bucks, 12 points on number five. Ubuntu FC Cape Town is the bottom of the log team with 4 points after 8 games, and Richards Bay FC with 7 points after 8 games. And taking a look at the fixtures that will be playing in the upcoming weekend, Black Leopards are hosting Highlands Park on the 28th of October. Ubuntu FC Cape Town hosting Richards Bay FC also on the 28th of October at 3:30. All matches starting at 3:30. Royal Eagles are hosting Cape Town All Stars, and Mbombela United hosting Witbank Spurs. Royal Kings hosting Mthatha Bucks, and Amatucks on the 29th are traveling to Stellenbosch FC. Sako Matsamazi Madira will be traveling to Utongati, and Jomo Cosmos traveling to Super Eagles there. That's how the logs looks. That's how the fixtures look. It's interesting what will happen, of course, over the course of the week, because we've only finished a third of the fixtures in the National First Division. Radio. Well, we appreciate your Facebook messages and your voice notes. Thank you very much for that, as always. And we also thank the players for their contribution via their voice note, and Coach Bernard Mileko on his thoughts about the upcoming fixtures. Thank you very much for listening to the weekend special brought to you by Ventuk. I am Nkululeko Nkeu. Until next time.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.